A lot of native fish have been hurt by pollution, invasive species, and changes that we've made on the lakes. But one fish stands out. For anglers, the coaster brook trout might have been the greatest Great Lakes fish. It was abundant, fun to catch, and lived in the cleanest water. But throughout the 20th century, its populations declined just as the health of the lakes did. Now, slowly, a diverse group of people is trying to save the fish in an effort that could improve the Great Lakes, too. Chris McCarris reports.
Hundreds of feet above Lake Superior, the Salmon Trout River flows fast and falls hard onto a rocky bottom below. Much of the river lies within a large tract of private woods and hills. It's been untouched for about a century. Peter Dykema and his family are part owners of the land. He speaks with affection about fishing for coaster brook trout here as a kid.
Well, as you can tell, it's a beautiful river, and there's nothing a 14-year-old boy would rather do than get his feet cold and wet and throw flies into trees. So I did it every chance I had.
Dykema is nostalgic because those days are long gone for almost everybody. He's part of a group of activists trying to restore the coaster brook population. Coaster brook trout have sparkling colors. They're even more colorful than rainbow trout, and they grow a lot bigger. They can reach 2 feet and 3 pounds. These indigenous fish used to live in 200 streams around Lake Superior. People came from all around the nation to fish for them. Presidents Roosevelt and McKinley came to Michigan to catch them, and they were caught by the boatload. Overfishing was one of the biggest reasons why they were nearly wiped out. Their habitat was damaged from mining and road building. Silt filled in the rocky bottom where they liked to lay their eggs. That also hurt the fish. Logging damaged the coaster brook's habitat. Scott Lebonce is a fish and wildlife researcher at Michigan State University. He says loggers dammed up streams to flood them. Then they packed them with logs. When they had enough, they broke the streams back open so the logs would float down to the lake to be sold.
You knock the dam out and send all the trees. You scour the watershed. It's like flushing a toilet.
The fish haven't recovered since. They just couldn't take the abuse. The Salmon Trout River still has them because the private landowners banned fishing and didn't alter the land. It's one of only a handful of streams in the U.S. and Canada that still has the coaster brook trout. Downstream on the way to Lake Superior, Peter Dykema and state environmental officials walk to the spot where they have equipment that counts the numbers of coaster brooks going upriver to lay their eggs. Dykema says they counted more than 80 fish last season. The population seems to be slowly increasing here, but the stream still isn't perfect. There's too much sand and not enough gravel for laying eggs.
Most of the sediment problem we're looking at is a creature of the last 40 or 50 years. So if we can stop the input, I'm hopeful that the river will be able to cleanse itself.
The sediment Dykema is talking about comes from the points where roads cross the river. People and cars jar soil loose and it fills up the riverbed. This is the fish's current challenge. Coaster brook trout are sensitive and susceptible to pollution. Conservation officials use brook trout as indicators of high water quality. So coaster brooks will die if they don't have nearly perfect conditions. Few anglers alive today have seen coaster brook trout, but if they could, this would be the place. It's where the Salmon Trout River meets Lake Superior. For a diverse group of conservationists, this place symbolizes what people did to the land and water of the region. Laura Hewitt is visiting from Trout Unlimited in Wisconsin.
This is a fish that presidents came to fish for, that Hemingway wrote about. It's something that captures the imagination, it touches the soul. It's a fish that we need to be, you know, that we care very much about and think it could be sort of a rallying point for action in the basin.
Those working to preserve the last few hundred coaster brook trout say we should feel lucky that they're not all gone. They say now's the time to keep what's left, build it up, and use the eggs from this small population to start the fish in other streams of Lake Superior. Then, perhaps within our lifetime, our children can enjoy the fish that our great-grandfathers did, and in doing that, they'll know the water's clean. For the GLRC, I'm Chris McCarris.